From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Syrian troops advance with Russian help. Syrian government troops advanced under cover of Russian airstrikes Monday. In the heaviest fighting in weeks, government forces battled rebels in a strategic area in the central province of Hama. The fighting was focused on the village of Kafar Nabuto, with Syria's army command saying it had captured the village, but activists say the rebels repelled the attack. Meanwhile, the U.S.-led coalition forces continued to strike Islamic State targets on Monday, destroying tactical units in two areas. The U.S. Central Command says the coalition conducted 18 strikes in Iraq. UN Syria envoy Staffan de Mistura on Monday told a news conference that he would hold talks in Russia on Tuesday. Mr. de Mistura then heads to Washington.
It is clear that the Russian military intervention in Syria has indeed introduced new dynamics into the situation. And that means that making forecast speculations are going to be, for the moment, difficult.
The European Council on Monday called for Russia to immediately end military attacks in Syria that do not target Islamic State or other UN-designated terrorist organizations. Amidst a rise in Palestinian violence against Israelis, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu opened Israel's parliament with a declaration that the country will overcome what he called the knife terror. Mr. Netanyahu again blamed Hamas, the Palestinian National Authority, and a group called the Islamic Movement for inciting violence. He said Palestinians are spreading the lie that Israel is planning to take over a religious site in East Jerusalem, revered by both Muslims and Jews. Meanwhile, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas blamed the wave of violence on Israel.